Yanta, Chesamad Aleph, the middle of the Amid. Rabba Oma, Elve Gufe Leitzrichekro. Rabbi said, that means till now we had a sugya, that why do we need Aleho to tell us that B'mokim Yibum, one is not permitted to be Miyabim and Elve. And then we had a problem, so it would seem without the Pasik, I would think one is permitted to be Miyabim and Elve. So we have a problem, either if you hold a Nesa, Doicha, Leisasa, Shiesh, Bekoris, so why do you need a Pasik? So, Labai said, I'm asking us, so you was, I would think it's mutter to be Miyabim and Elve, I'll say, Ode, Ishtari, Ishtari. I think it's mutter to be miyabim and erve als hukshu kol arayis ledodi. That's why you need a leho to come and tell us that there's no din yibum by an erve. Rova oma erve gufa leitzricheko. You don't need a posik. Without a posik, I would know that one is not permitted to be miyabim and erve. Dein ese doiche leisase sheyesh beikoros. The Pasuk Aleho comes to tell us that Atzoras Elve B'mokim Yibum is also, B'mokim Mitzvah is also. So the Gemara asks, V'elve Leitzricha Kro V'hoktoni, he learned that Nav Gimel Amed Beis, Einli Elo Hi, Tzorosa Minayim, so it seems that Aleho is coming to tell us that that an elder is not din yibum by an elder. Mishum tzarosa. The whole aleo you need for the tzor. You don't need aleo for the elder alone. Voktani ainli elohein. We had learned ainli elohein. So the Gemara says, Mishum tzariseyim. Toshma, Rebbe Yoimer, the Lokach, it should have said the Lokach, and it says Ulekocho. It should have said the Yibeim, and it said the Yibmo. So from this, Rebbe Darshan's lesser Tzoris Varayis. So I Darshan that there's no din Yibum by an elder. So Kaponim is a clone, not like Rovet. That the need up the Roshi to tell me that an Elv is also b'makim yibo. So Rava said, no, Eima lesser tzorais shel arayis. No, I need the posik to tell me that a tzoras Elv is also. An Elv you don't need. I need the posik to tell me that a tzoras Elv is also. So the Gemara asks, what trei kroi kanosiv lai? But Rebbe brings two psukim. Maila, chad le'elvev, chad le'tzore. So the Rav answered, no. Lo idi v'idi le'tzore. Both psukim are coming to tell us the din of a tzore. Chad le'meisar tzore b'moke mitzvah. One pasuk is coming to tell us that a tzore's elv is also b'moke mitzvah. And one is coming to tell us that a tzores elve shaloi b'moki mitzvah is mutter. My timer, how do we darshan this? The yibem the yibmo, b'moki yibum hudasiri tzore. That the Torah asked a tzores elve b'moki yibum. Shaloi b'moki yibum shal yitzore. So this is Shitas Rove, that Erve Gufa Leitzorich Kron, the whole Aleo is coming for Tzores Erve. Omar Rav Ashi, Masnisen Amedeike, Amishne Zaraye to Rove, Diktoni Chameish Esrei Noshim, Petreis Tzoreseyim. So it's very interesting. The Mishnah only deals in the Ptur Tzor. What about the Erve alone? Bilu pturais u poitrais loiktani. The Mishnah doesn't say that there's no din yibum on the erve. Shmamino, so it would seem that that's poshet. You don't, the Mishnah, it is not necessary for the Mishnah to tell us that an Elvis potel is yabim. That's poshet, and as a deichal isas is yesh beikoritz. So therefore, the Mishnah is only coming to tell us that that the tzore is potel min ayibim. So now the Gemara asks a very pertinent question. Umayshna elve de loitzricha kro. Why don't you need a posik to tell me that one is not permitted to be miyabim an elve? They nese doicha loisase sheyesh baikoris. Is sore nami loite boikro. So I don't need a posik to tell me that one is not permitted to be miyab matzores elve, mishum deinese doicha loisase sheyesh beikoris. That means as follows. We had learned in Dav Gimel Amud Beis from Litzrael that a tzores elve is also. We had learned on Dav Gimel Amud Beis that this koris by a tzores elve. So why? So if I know these two factors, that a tzores elve is also on this chorus, so why do I need a posik of Oleo to tell us that b'mokim yibum you're not allowed to be miyab matzores elve? And the same mathematics, rov ahead by the elve, yeah, by the tzores elve also. So why do you need the Oleo to tell us that the one is not permitted to be miyab the tzores elve? Omar le ravachi babivi, Mar le Ravina hochi koma mishmei de Rove. He said over the memra from Rove differently. Tzore nami lo yitzterichka. That's right. You don't need a posik to tell me that one is not permitted to be miyab matzore. Ki yitzterichka. We do need a posik. Le mishrei tzore shaloi b'moki mitzvah. The Allah is coming to tell us that a tzores elve is only also b'mokei mitzvah. My time, where do we see this? Where do we see this that shaloi b'mokei mitzvah tzores elve is muta? Or makro oleho b'mokei molehu dasirim. That a tzores elve is also only b'mokei molehu. Shaloi b'mokei molehu shariyeh. But shaloi b'mokim aleo, so shaloi b'mokim yibum, so then the tzores elve is muta. So that's what Rav said. That means Rav said that the etzim, that there's no din yibum by an elve and by a tzore, that I don't need a special gili of aleo. Because since I know that this chorus by an elve and a tzores elve, so I know memela that there's no din yibum. The oleho was written to tell us that the whole iser of tzores elve is only b'mokim yibum, and shaloi b'mokim yibum, shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, there's b'chlau no iser of a tzores elve. Let us see Rashi. Mishum tzaroso, mishum deboi lemisni tzaroso minayim. That's why he brought the aleh. But you don't need the aleh for the other. Ulekocha loy leisha v'yibmo, avemotzi lemeime v'lokach isha v'yibem, uksivu lekocha, mashmemiyot zu v'loy acheres. V'chad lemishrei tzoras elve shaloi b'mokei mitzvah. In one posse comes to tell us we're speaking in Rebbe, mi ribuye de kroye seire de beyibmo darshin in ochi, bemokim beyibmo hu damino loch miyuto ulekocho de miye tzore. Ulekocho we darshin that a tzore is also, that is dafke mokim yibum, av shaloi bemokim yibum. Ke goin tzoras bitoi minochi, if Samazoi, his daughter married someone else, not a brother, is Shavya, so then that's all his mut. Masnisen amideike kerove, de erve pshit alone, that is no din yibum. So the Gemara asks now, so just like Rove held, that you do not need a new gilui hakrot to tell me there's no din yibum by an erve, It says litzre de mashme lo yachis isha veloy tzorosa. Achsiv kores besoif harayis that is kores by a tzoros elva also. So I would know automatically that there's no mitzvah of yibum by a tzoros elva. So the Gemara said that the whole pasuk is coming to tell us lemishrei tzoros sheloy b'mokei mitzvah. Dei lo ksiv aleho. But now would have said aleha v'yafina militzre de tzoros achis isha asure b'chol mokei. I would think that a tzoros achis isha is also all over. Hilo sheloy b'mokei mitzvah. My time a kloima heiche midrishe heter mihoche. B'mokem eleu d'chsiv litzreel l'meisar tzore v'loi b'mokem achem. Omar lei Romi bar chome l'rove. So Romi bar chome est rova kashe. Eime erve gufe sheloi b'mokem mitzve tishteri. So he asked Rove, the way you are darshaning, that means the Pasuk is telling us two things. Isha locha isha leisikach. That's telling me that achis ishta is also. Litzreir is telling me that tzoros achis ishta is also. Then the Pasuk is saying, oleho. That's what did you darshan? That what I told you that tzoros achis ishta is also, that's only b'mokim ibum. Shalei b'mokim ibum. It is not also. So how do you know that the Oleho is only going on Tzoros Achis Isha? Maybe the Oleho is going on Achis Isha also. And the Pasuk is telling, Isha Lachisha Litzikach Litzreir Oleho, that one should not take an Achis Isha B'mokim Yibum. Sheloi B'mokim Yibum, Achis Isha is Mutter. Eimer v'gufe sheloi b'mokim mitzve tishteri. Let us see Rashi. Eimer v'gufe sheloi b'mokim mitzve tishteri. Midachsiv oleho. The koinami achis isha. It's going on achis isha also. Not only on litzreir. It's going on the whole posik. That the whole Israel is only b'mokim yibo. So he said, "V'laf kal v'chaimahu." He said, "I don't understand. But how could you say that shaloi b'moke mitzvah nachis isha is mutter? V'laf kal v'chaimahu b'moke mitzvah asiri. If there's a mokeim of mitzvahs yibum, she's also shaloi b'moke mitzvah shariye. How could that be? It doesn't make sense. If she's also filu b'moke mitzvah, avadig b'shaloi b'moke mitzvah." Omalei, so he told them, I don't understand you. Tzara techiach. Well, you're making a kal v'chaim. If it's also b'mokim mitzvah, shalei b'mokim mitzvah, it should have had to give us b'yosa. Tzara techiach, the b'mokim mitzvah asire, shalei b'mokim mitzvah shayir. So what's your kasha? It's not kal v'chaim. I have a hichoch on your kal v'chaim from Tzore. So I saw in the shiurim of Rav Shmuel Rezovsky, he asks, he doesn't understand what the meichiach is. He says, from Rashi in Mesechtes Yevomis, we heard so far, Rashi explains the whole issa of a Tzores Elve and Tzore Elameyoch, because the whole issa of a Tzores Elve is Eishesoch. That means the Erve is Mavkiya the Din Yibum of the Tzore. So Memele, so now the Tzore is also Altei Shesoch Shaloi B'mokei Mitzvah. So the Iser Tzores Erve is only applicable B'mokim Mitzvah. When there's an Eishesoch Shaloi B'mokei Mitzvah. So Stamazoi, Bitoi married Anochi, the way Rashi said, and now there's a Tzore, so why should the Tzore be also? So, by Tzoras Erve, there's no reason whatsoever to be osa shaloi b'mokim mitzvah l'fi emes. Oh, that's the gilui hakol. That's the gilui hakol. Like this, without an aleh, I would say, stamazay the shame tzoras erva asos. Tzor of erva is also osa. But after the gilui hakol, so the posik was megale, that no, they're not the shame tzoras erva asos, no, the erva patos the tzoras and yibam amela, she's osa, so the iser is the eshes och. So Mamela Shaloi Bimoke mitzvah, there's no Aishasach, there's no reason why she should be also. Masha Enke, Achis Isha, Achis Isha is maybe Kalvochim. If Achis Isha is also Bimokim mitzvah, it should zicha be also Shaloi Bimoke mitzvah. That's a good Kalvochim. So You're saying tzoras erve teichia. It's no hechoche. By a tzoras erve, there's no sibe ta'aser shaloi b'moke mitzvah. Achis isha, there is a sibe ta'aser. And I have a kalvachoyma, it should be yoser. So what's the meichiach? He asks this kasha on the Gemara. L'chayra, I don't appreciate the kasha too much. L'chayre, in the Torah specified, there's an Issa of Achis Isha when there's an Eishesach. The Pasuk is speaking about Oleha, B'mokim Yibum. When there's an Achis Isha together with an Eishesach, so the Torah says, you know, that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk is speaking about B'mokim Oleh. So the Torah says when there's an Achis Isha together with an Eishes Och, you're not allowed to take her. That's what the Pasuk is speaking about. So now the Shailas, what'll be if you have an Achis Isha without an Eishes Och? So he's saying, but it's Shaloi B'mokim Mitzvah. So it's about to give it to Shibiyah. So the Gemara says, I'll prove to you from Tzoras Erva that the Eishes Och is a Sibelesser. And we don't have an Eishes Och, there's no Sibelesser. So it could be who had in the Holy Sabbath, if the Posik that speaks about Achis Isha is only speaking about an Achis Isha with an Eishes Och. So it could be without an Eishes Och, there's no Isha. The Torah only asks an Achis Isha when there's an Eishes Och also. You can't tell me Kal B'chaymels. Amalei olecho omakro b'chayeho. Kol shebechayeho. He says, you're right. That means, als the olecho yitaka we should dashen like this. The whole pasuk is speaking about b'mokim yibum. B'mokim yibum achis isha zosa. B'mokim yibum tzoras erva zosa. That's it. Shaloi b'mokim yibum, you're right, everything should be mutter. But I have a posik, and the posik says b'chayeho. So the posik is coming to tell us that kol shebechayeho, that whenever his wife is alive, so her sister is also, that's a ribui. Even though it's not b'mokim yibum, kol shebechayeho. So the Gemara says, excuse me, this b'chayeh is not coming to tell us that shaloi b'bokei mitzvah achis isha is osa. Hay b'chayeh mi boi le'mu'utei la'acham isha. The pasuk is coming to tell us that if ishtoi will die, that means isha la'choiso lo'isikach, B'chayel, you're not allowed to take Achis Ishti Kozman, your wife is alive. If she dies, so then you're allowed to take her sister. L'me'utei la'achamisa. So it's not coming to tell us Shalei B'mokim Mitzvah, B'chayel is coming to tell us that the Yisra is dafke B'chayel v'loi la'achamisa. So the Gemara says, Ahi miveisha el achisa nafke. This you can learn out from isha el achisa. Um, L'chayre pshat in the Gemara is as follows. The Pasuk says, Ve'isha el achoysa leisikach litzrael. The Pasuk tells us that one is not permitted to marry, to take achoys ishtoi. Now, in this Pasuk, the Pasuk speaks about an isha, and the Pasuk speaks about achoysa. Which one is the previous wife, and which one is the one that the Torah asked? So, in Targum Yonis in Ben Aziel, it says, Ve'itzo b'chaye achois loisisoiv. So we see from Targum Yonis in Ben Aziel that the achoiso is his wife, and the isha, and that means the isha loisikach isha el achoisa. That means you have her sister already. You married her. Achoisa means your wife. El achoisa. You shouldn't take a woman in addition to her sister. That means you married the sister already. So you shouldn't take a woman. You shouldn't take her for an isha in addition to your sister. So the Gemara says, you shouldn't take an isha, el achoysa, together with achoysa. If she died already, so it's not el achoysa. She's dead. She don't need bechayeha to tell me that if the sister, that if this, his wife died, it's mutter. The whole isha is she's not allowed to take el achoysa. If she's not around anymore, so it's not el achoysa. So you don't need Bechayel to tell me that La'acha Misim, it's Mutter. So the Gemara says, Ime Isha La'achoysa hava mina nizgar sheshori. No, this mistake I would have made. La'achoysa, I would think, what if he gave his wife a get? So it's also not La'achoysa. Talmud loyme bechayeho kol she bechayeho. So bechayeh is coming to tell us kol she bechayeh, that kol's man, his wife, is alive, even though he gave her a get. Avagavdin is garsho loy. So al koponim, so where are we up to now? So this bechayeho, we need to tell us that even though it's nizgarsho ishtoi, our sister is also. So al koponim, so this bechayel can't come to be marbe that achaisisha shaloi b'moke mitzvah. With bechayel, we need legufa to tell us that la'acher kereshim the achaisisha is still also. So we're back to the kasha. So maybe achaisisha shaloi b'moke mitzvah is mutter. Everything is mutter shaloi b'moke mitzvah. Elo Omar Rav Huna bar Tachlife Mishmei Derove Terei Kroi Ksivi. There are two psukim. Ksiv Isha El Achoisa Leisikach Litzrael. One pasuk says, you're not permitted to take Achois Ishtoi. You're not permitted to take Tzoras Achois Ishtoi. So the beginning of the Pasuk asks, Achois Ishtoi B'tzarosa. Uchsiv, and then we continue further in the Pasuk, it says, Legalois Ervoso Techodem Ashbe. Doesn't say Legalois Ervoso. The Pasuk asks the Erve and the Tzore. And later the Pasuk says, Legalois Ervoso Techodem Ashbe. Only one is also. Okay, Tzad. So, how am I miyashiv the stiras hapsukim? So we say as follows. B'mokei mitzvah, shteyim asuris. Shaloi b'mokei mitzvah, shaloi b'mokei mitzvah, hi asure b'tzarosa mutaras. Shaloi b'mokei mitzvah, the erbe is also and the tzore is mutar. That is one time when both are also, that's b'mokei mitzvah. There's one time that only one is also, that shalai b'mokim, it's that the elbe is also and the tzore is mutter.
So the Gemara says, Eipachano, how do you know to make the cheshbon this way? Sefer Kelt. B'mokei mitzveh hi asura v'tzarosa muteres, v'sholoi b'mokei mitzveh shteyim asuris. You have two psukim, so how do you know? Fakelt, the svara is that way. It mentioned before, it's more mistava to asa shalai b'mokim mitzvah than b'mokim mitzvah. Im kain lo yoymar oleho. So the Gemara said, if this is the cheshbin, this I could figure out without the oleho. I would notice I have a stira of two psukim. One pasuk says both are also, one pasuk says one is also. So on my own accord, I would figure out the Mokei Mitzvah one is also, and Shalei B'Mokei Mitzvah both is also. This I could do without Oleho. So Oleho is coming to tell us, Fakert, that the Mokei Mitzvah both are also, and Shalei B'Mokei Mitzvah only one is also. Let us see Rashi. Kol shebechayeho ishtecho vaisiso esachoiso. Trei kroi ksivi, mikor ksiv litzrel, demashme loi hi boloi tzarosa, both are also, bod ksiv legalis el boso, demashme chodu dasire. Bemokei mitzve shteim asurim, kedachsiv oleho, demashme bemokei moleho. So the Isurim that it says in this Pasuk, Ishalach HaYisa, Vaisikach Litzra, you shouldn't take Achayisi Shtayin, you shouldn't take Tzarosos, B'mokim Aleh. So the Gemara says, Vaipachano, B'mokim Mitzvah, Hi Asurim, B'tzarosa Muteres, Do Oleho, Alegalis Ervosa Somach, Dimash Mechode, Lemed Reshochi. So we'll darshan like this, that the, when is one also, b'mokim aleo, who, layasulon alachoda, ukroda litzrer, ashalai b'mokim mitzvah. So the Gemara says, imkein layaymar aleo. So if that is the cheshbin, how to be miyashiv the psukim, I could figure this out without aleo. The b'loy aleo nami ki koshulon kroyadodi. Without the aleo, if we have a stir on these two psukim, meshaninulu misvara hochi. We ourselves would say such a pshore. Hetere le mitzvah, bisure shaloi b'moke mitzvah. Hilkach aleo le chidushe yose, le midrashe alitzre, so therefore, if the Aleh was written, so the Aleh is coming to say that the Litzrayer is only B'mokim Aleh. So the Gemara weiter. Omar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahane, Mimai Dahai Oleho le Isure. How do you know that Oleo Mi is coming to tell us Issa? We have Oleo is Gematria Yibum. We have Agzeri Shove. It says Yivom Yovo Yoleo, and it says Isha Lachoisa Lisikach Litzroel Oleo Bechayel. So Memele, so we darshan that the Oleho by Leisikach is going by Yibum. That's how we darshan. So maybe you darshan fakert. We darshan that it could be that the Oleho is coming to tell us that the Mokaim Yibum and Elvis Mutter. Let us see Rashi. Mimai dahai oleh liisure atzore v'loy le'elvim. It's coming to tell us that the tzore is also b'mokei mitzvah and shaloi b'mokei mitzvah it's muta. V'loy le'elvim. It's not coming to tell us that an erve
is muta shalei b'moke mitzvah. Dilma l'mishrei tavayu b'moke mitzvos. Maybe it's coming to tell us that both are muta b'moke mitzvah. V'hochi mashme v'isha elachoysa leisikach litzrev loihi v'loitzor. That both are osa. V'imo leho. But if it is aleh, the moke mitzvah, afilu bechayel iskaime yoma yovel el di yibum. Eis de isere shaloi b'mokim aleh. By aleh, by yibum, then there's a din yavama yovel aleh. I make the gzeirish of it. And I bring the yavama yovel aleh to here. That b'mokim aleh is b'mokim yibum is yavama yovel aleh. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the Mokeim Yibum, they're both Muta. The Ker Tosfos Daf Gimel Amud Beis explained that this kasha is going according to Rove. Now, according to Rove, Erve Gufa Loi Tzorich Ko. Tzore gufe loy tzorech ko. That means, according to Rove, misvore chitzayne, you're not permitted to be miyabim and erven atzore. So now we are darshening, so what is the aleh coming? So the aleh is coming, but the tzore dafke is also the mokim aleh, shalei the mokim, it's coming like the UK. I mean, what it's really telling me, it's telling me Yisrael, but that I know this, but it's coming to you, Kishalei b'mokim aleh atzor es muta. Let us say, Fakert, let us say, since misvore chitzayne, it would be Yosa, so the Pasuk is coming to tell us that it's muta. The Pasuk is coming to tell us, that means what we would easily be mistaken and think that there is no mitzvah of Yibam on the Yerba and Tzor. So the Pasuk says, no, that there is a mitzvah of Yibam. So the Gemara says, if you'll tell me that the Iser is both are also Shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, and b'mokim mitzvah both are muta. Im kein legalis erve d'chod eichem ashkachas lo. So how will we learn pshat and posik that the posik says that one is osa and one is muta? E b'mokim mitzvah shteyim mutaris. E shaloi b'mokim mitzvah shteyim asuris. So that's why we can't darsh in this way. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis Tav Ches Amud Aleph. Rava Oma Erve Gufe Leitzriche Kro. Rava said, you don't need a posik to tell me that one is permitted to be Miyabim and Erve, because I don't need a posik to aser an elb. V'im toime, v'olachol apochis itzterich, you need a posik to tell me l'noso meisu meis, v'acha kach noso chai, l'teime hoyil v'ishteri ishteri. I mean, the Gemara says that the zicha would be a certain case that we would have a hava mina, that one would be permitted to be miyav manachis isha. If noso meis or meis, first she was an eshesach, then her husband died, so the eshesach became muta, and then she became an achis isha. So I would think, just like the isha eshesach went off, so I would think this achis isha also went off. She need the aleha for this. Why does Rava say, erve gufe leitzricha kro?
Vieshloima de Rove Lesley de Ule. Rove doesn't hold of Ule. Vesova de Bia bemixes Leishma Bia. So me mele the whole shtick teira of Ule, and Ule said alumnus of Hilve Ishtari Ishtari, Ule was forced to say the shtick teira because he had a problem. The Baraisa says that a Balkari is mutter beknises bohainis. So that's problematic. If Bias Mixes Shema Bias, so how is a Balkari mutter? So Ule had to say a shtick teira, alumnus of Hilve Ishtari Ishtari. If you don't hold of Ule's Shtik Teire of Bias Mikzeh Shmo Bias, you don't have a problem, so the whole Shtik Teire is not Muchach. I don't have any Hechich Bechlau. The reason about Keri is Mutter Lahachnis Bohinis is because Bias Mikzeh Shmo Bias Shmo Bias. Period. V'oidai Mari, the Yesh Lechalik, that Afilu, we Naniach, that we do hold the Lomdis of Ule, it could be the lomdus of Ula only applies by Tumis Balkari, but not by Achis Ish. Taisi says a beautiful spot. The Gabig Balkari, the Shem Tuma Achasi. Over there, there's an Issa to come into the Beis HaMikdash Petume. Atvulyam is also Likonis Le Beis HaMikdash Petume. So Memele, that's the Issa. Now, there are two factors why he shouldn't be permitted to come in. One is a Metzaire, one is a Balkari. So, Memele, but there's one Issa. The Issa is an Issa of Bia Betume. So, Memele, Amrinen, Choyl, the Ishtari, Ishtari, the Chad Lavus. I said if the Torah was matter, this Issa, of Bia Betume for Metzaire, so the Torah was also matter this Issa for Balkari. That means this is an Issa that the Torah was matter Kedei Lahatir as a Metzaire, so will be matter the same Issa also Lahatiroi. If there's another factor that creates a Issa Bia Betume, will be matter this Issa. Avul hoche de shnei shemei same, but over here by Yibum, the two different isurim. Since the Torah was matar eshes hoch, the Torah be matar achis ishe. Mein shmita leitzel har Sinai. This isur the Torah was matar. This isur the Torah wasn't matar. Avul hoche de shnei shemei same. Lamina el bishteri yishteri. Some emele so Tosfos is saying that Rove taka holds of the svar of hoil be ishteri yishteri. But he holds that Hilve Ishtari Ishtari only applies by a Shem Echad. The Torah was matter, this Issa, letarose, so it'll be matter again. But not to be matter a different Issa. You can't build from a heter of one Issa that will matter a second Issa. But Yevege Tzeichens to a Turi Evin in Mesechtes Megillah. The Turi Evin wants to say a different teretz on Tosfos Kashe. Turi Evin brings the Gemara in Zvochim. The Gemara in Zvochim says that Rove held the whole din of Hoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari applies only by Dchiyah. That means if the Torah was Doiche, one Israel, the Tzairach, so the Torah will be Deiche, for this Tzairach, the Torah was Deiche, one Israel will be Deiche, other Yisurim also. But if you have a case of Hutra, by Hutra, Bechlau passed, if one Israel is Mutter, that means this is Adova HaMutter. So if this is mutter, so that means, then there's no, Rav himself says in Zvochim that the whole lomdus of Hoyle Ishtari applies by Tchuya and not by Hutra. So he says, Rav held that the Eishesach is mutter b'mokim ibum, doesn't go together Tchuya. The Torah was matter the Eishesach, finished. So Eishesach is mutter b'mokim ibum.
So what shaykhis does that have to, so she's an achisisha, what shaykhis does that have? And she's ach b'mokim yibum is mutter, finished. So that means achisisha is mutter. It's only if you have isurim, and we see the Torah held its kedai to push away these isurim, letzoyrech tarosa, it's all push another isur away. So only by tchiye, it applies din of hel history, history, not by utro. Period. So Mamela Zalkaponim Abotaisvi said that Rava doesn't hold of Helbi Ishtri, so Erva Gufalitzriha Kro. Vim Taima like my time litzriha kro Tihilesla Rove Keisha the Rabyoin, the Gemara brought down another swara why you need a posik oleon. There's a hekish the Rabyoine, and Huksha Kolarais Lododi, so Bimakish Olarais Taishesoch. Just like Eishesach is muta b'mokim yibim, I say, all arayis are muta b'mokim yibim. B'yishloimer, so Taishas answers, the kesovad linyan isure hu da akshinu rachmone, the bohochi ayri kro, v'loi linyan ateir. He says, look at the hekish. Ki kola she yase mi kola te eva isa eilu v'nichesu. There's a hekish, kukshu kola te eva isa eilu l'gabi, Chorus, this is a hekish lagabi yisrael. There's no, the hekish was said lagabi yisrael. And that's where they're similar. There's no similarity all lagabi heter. So memela, I wouldn't have a havamina that all our eyes should be mutter b'mokim yibum because it was hukish ta'ishesoch. The hekish is only hekish lisa, not laheter. Ki itzerech kol meiser tzore. So the Gemara said, that we need the posik to tell us that the tzores erve is also b'mokim yibum. V'teime, the heichi toi, rove lemeimar, the itzach lemeiser tzore tvei min erve. It doesn't make sense. Why do you need a posik to tell us that a tzore is more also b'mokim yibum than an erve? Given the tzore militzre nafke, v'yesh kores betzore k'may be'erve, so if Rove said that erve gufo leitzriche kro, because ein esed oich leisase shesh bekos, so it's understood that a tzore also leitzriche kro. So what's the havamin of Rove that you need a posik for the tzore? Vayimer Rabbein Yitzchak Tashter Nami Boy LeMeimer LeIser Tzore. Rove never meant that you need the posik to tell us that a tzore is also b'mokim yibum, because it's poshut the nesed echaleisase shesh bekores. Now Rove meant to tell us that the iser tzore only applies b'mokim yibum and not shalei b'mokim yibum. That's what Rabbi meant to begin with. The law is coming to be magbul, that the Isra Tzor is only b'mokim mitzvah, not shalei b'mokim mitzvah. Ki demasik ha'vachal b'soi. V'od kom anami ein le'elehi mishum tzoros, aloi mishum tzor chole Isra. Not that you need a posik to tell us that a tzor is also b'mokim mitzvah. El lemeide keteire, shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. So that's what Rabbi meant all along. V'od apoich maishn elbad leitzriche kro tzore nami, gemore toi b'milsei de Rabbi. The mod misunderstood Rabbi. Shaloi pirish b'edye le mishrei shaloi b'mokim mitzvah osele. Rabbi said, you need the posik for the tzore. So the gemore understood that Rabbi means to say, you need the pasuk to tell us that the tzore is also b'mokim mitzvah. That's how the Gemara understood Rove. So that the Gemara asked the kasha, I need a pasuk for that. Just like for an erbi, you don't need a pasuk. For tzore, you also don't need a pasuk. Two Rove said, no, I mean the pasuk is coming to tell us that the isel tzore is only b'mokim yibum, not shalei b'mokim yibum. The Gemara brought a raya from the Mishnah, also like Rove, Vilo Pturais u Paitrais like Tani. The Mishnah says that an Elva Pater's a Tzora. The Mishnah does not say at all that an Elva is Pater. אף על גב דמסכין דלעשר צרוס הנמי לא יצורך כוסו תייסבס אס, אבל דמסכונס הגמורה איז that what the tzore is also, you also don't need a posik, because in Esa Deicha lo Isasa she yesh by Koris. So why did the Mishnah tell us that the path is the tzore? Mikol mokim tana poitris, to hutzot lashmino isa b'tzore, shedayim lishmionu b'shumokim. So the even though the posik says litzreo, but the tana is to tell us pshat in litzreo, that litzreo means that the tzore selve is also. So Memele, so I never had a Mishnah that told us that a Tzoros Erve is also. That's why we need our Mishnah. Abel Iser Erve, the Kvar Nishnu Kola Rayis Peperkame de Krisos. But to tell me that an Erve is also Mokim Yibum, so I know already all our Rayis have Chorus. La Itzor Kalash Mienu Dasur Bemokim Mitzvah de Pshitin and Eser Doicha La Isasa Sheyesh Pe Chorus. למשרי צורה שלוי במוקי מצווה. So the Gemara says that the whole Oleo is coming to tell us that a צורה שלוי במוקי מצווה is מותר. ואם תאימה, להני שינויה דלאל, דמצח יקרו לאל וגופה, מנולו הוא למשרי צורה שלוי במוקי מצווה. That means, Rove l'shita, say, Rove doesn't hold of Hail v'ishteri, ishteri. Rove doesn't hold of the Hekishter Rabbi Yoine. So according to Rove, the whole posik is coming l'diyuke. That Atzoras Erve is also, Atzoras Erve is also b'mokim oleho, and Shalei b'mokim oleho, Atzoras Erve is muter. But according to the other man, the Yomrim, the posik is coming to tell she don't say Hail v'ishteri, ishteri. The Pasuk is coming to tell us you don't make it the Hekish to Rabbi Yoine. So you need the Pasuk Legufe. So how do we know that a Tzoras Erve, Shalei B'mokei Mitzvah, is Mutter? V'yashloime de Nafkelu Meheche de Nafkelei L'Rebi. So Taisva says they darshan from the same place that Rebbe darshans. And the Hir Shrage brings down the Choynim Eskan Toisvis. This is not, how can they darshan the same way that Rebbe darshans? Rebbe had a special drosha of Tzores, Elokocho, the Yibma. This Posek is speaking about Tzores, and the Posek is Nafke B'mokim Yibum, there's an Issa Tzore. But we have another Bereise, the darshans from Aleo Litzra. We have a different Bereise. And the Bereise the Darshans from Litzrayer. So how does Rebbe's Drosha help over here? How can you use Rebbe's Drosha? Rebbe had a different Drosha for Tzores, so he Darshaned the Yibmor. That means, I said, Lekocho is telling us that Tzores are Rosa. We'll see later how the Drosha goes. Lekocho is telling me that Tzores are Rosa, but the Yibmor, only Yosef B'mokim Yibum. But we dash in Litzrael. So if you dash in Litzrael, so how can you use Rebbe's drosha from Beyibmo? How can you use Rebbe's drosha? That's what the Achroinim ask. The Neher Shraga wants to say that a gather of a Gzeire Shoven, he brings a rayas to this, is we take the words in one posik and we bring it to the second posik. So, Memele, since we have a gzeira shova oleho oleho, so by yibum it says yivome yovoi oleho v'yibmo. So we take the v'yibmo that it says by oleho and we put it into Beit Litzrael. So memele, so it says ishalachoise leisik leitzrael was said oleho. And Oleho, we have Exeira Shove V'yibmo. So the Oleho, because of the Exeira Shove of Oleho, we bring the V'yibmo that's written by Oleho. By Yibum, we bring it to this posik. And Litzra is Davke V'yibmo, B'mokim Yibum Atzor Ezosa. And shaloi b'mokim yibum atzor is mut. That's what Tais means to say. The nafkalu may heicha the nafkalei l'rebi. From the same word that means that Rebbe dashes v'yibma b'mokim yibum, we also dashen from v'yibma, but we dashen, we take the v'yibma with the gzereshov of aleo aleo. Let us go further. Gufe, Rebbe oimel, v'lokach ulekocho. It could have said v'lokach, it said ulekocho. V'yibeim, v'yibmo, could have said v'yibeim and said v'yibmo. Leser tzoreis v'arayis. So the Gemara says, so from here we learn out, tzoreis v'arayis, so the Gemara said before, tzoreis shel arayis. So the Gemara says, asks two kashas. Number one, midi tzoreis ksiva hoche. It says, where does it say tzoreis over here? Who's talking about tzoreis? V'oid, and question number two, tzoreis militzrer nafke. Tzoreis, I can learn now from Litzres. Why do you need a new drosha for Tzoreis? So the Gemara first answers the second kasha. Litzres mapik le Rebbe lichter Rab Shimon. Litzres Rebbe uses for another drosha. For Rab Shimon. Now let us see what that means before we go further. So Rashi says, Lichde Rab Shimon, Beperik Daladachim. In Perik Daladachim it says as follows, Gimel Achim, Shnayimem Nisuin Shtei Achoyis. There were three brothers. Two of them married two sisters, or Yisho Bita, or a mother and a daughter. Umesu, and the two brothers who married the two sisters died. V'noflu, now you have two noshim, two sisters are falling for the third yovel. V'noflu lifnei hashlishi. So the Mishnah says, arei elu chelzeis, v'loi misyavmei. So the yovel has to give chalitza to each sister. Why does he have to give chalitza and not yibum? So Rashi explains, Lefisha shteihem skukais loy mikidushe shnei ochiv. Each sister is zokuk li yibum from each brother. Vizike havi kiktas kidushin. Now, zike, that what she's zokuk li his yabim, is we consider now like she's partially married. So you have two sisters who are partially married to him. V'im miyabim chode minayu, if it'll be miyabim, one of these two sisters, konosiv achois zekukose b'chayel. So he's marrying achois zekukose. We said a zika is considered like a partial marriage. So memele. So if he's being miyabmo, so he's bo al achois zukukosa. So therefore he can't be miyabm any of them because each one is an achois kuka. Abel chalitze boy, but he has to give each one chalitze. Why? L'chayre, if Zike is considered like Ishus, so each one is an Elve. So, let us say, Kol Shein Eilu Yibim, and an Eilu L'chalitze. So, there shouldn't be a need of Chalitze either. So, Rashi says, D'loy Olim L'mehevi Ke'achis Isho Mamish L'potel B'loy Klum. No, that what we say, that Zike is like a ktas kedushin, it doesn't mean like it's a real ishus to make her an elva of an achis isha. It's an ishus that yesterday we learned in the Tais v'shoshonim achis kukas and rabbonim. Al koponim, it's an ishus that will ask a yibum. but it's not an issue that could be the pata b'leiklu. That is the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, when there are three brothers and two of them marry two sisters, and the two balei achoyes die, so the third brother is chaylitz both of the sisters. And that is because you can't make yibum because each one is an achoy zekuke. An achoy zekuke is not olim tepata from chalitza. V'tanya b'braise, but we learned in the b'raise, Rab Shimon poiter b'shteyem min achalitza o min hayibum. Rab Shimon says both of them are potter from chalitza and yibum. Why? V'yalef taime militzroyer. Now Rab Shimon makes a new drosha. B'sho shenasu tzoreis zu lezu b'zike. That means if you have a case that two sisters become tzoreis zu lezu b'zike, kegoyin hoche. That means the two sisters become tzore zule zubezike. Lo yeheilecho lekuchin afilu ba'achas mehem. So he darshens from Litzroel that if both of them, isho el achoiso, if it's an isho with achoiso, that they became tzores, zubi zubi zike, is loisikach. And the potter from chalitza also. So, Litzroel, according to Rab Shimon, does not come to tell us that a tzores elvis also. Litzroel comes to tell us that shtei achoyoi shenasu tzores zula zubi zike, you're not miyabim both of them, and you don't give chalitza either to both of them. So, Mamela, the second kasha you asked, why does Rebbe have to bring a new posik to Asar Atzores Elve? We learn now from Litzra. He says, no, he holds like Reb Shimon, and Litzra is coming to tell us that Shtei Achoy Yishinas Atzores Zula Zubezik. That's what Litzra is coming to tell us. But let's go back to the first kasha. Tzore heichiksive. But where does it say tzore? In lekocha. Where in lekocha does it say that tzore is also? So the more answers, ochikoma. In kain leima kro velokach. Mai ulekocha. Kol heicha di ika trei lekuchen. The boy nosif hai, the boy nosif hai, shoye, the loy tavayu asirin. Let us see Rashi. Im kain, the hai ulekoche legufe yudios. It's coming to tell us, ulekoche loy leisha, you should take her for, you should take the yevoma for a wife, legufe, if it's only coming legufa, my ulekocho. You should take her. It seems there's another one. You should take her. The mashme the shtayim noflu loy meochiv. For omar rachmone ulekocho laachas meloy lishtayim. You should take one of the two. Don't take both of them. So now we make such a drosha. Ikarinan ulekoche bechol chodeminayo. If he is able to take each one of the two, he can take each one shayin kol chodeminayo. So then each one is mutter. V'iloi karinan ulekoche bechol chodeminayo. But if he cannot take any one of the two, keep going. Sha'achas elve, one of them is an elve. So he can't take one, any one of the two, because one is an elve, and then as sedoichalei sasashesh beikoris. So then the din is, tavayu nasurim.
then both of them are also. That is pshat in the posik. When was the mitzvah of Yibum said? If you look, you can take any one of the two. Then there's a mitzvah of Yibum. But if you cannot take any one of the two, then there's no mitzvah of Yibum. That is how we know that a tzores erve doesn't fall to Yibum. How do you know a tzores tzores also? We'll also learn from this person. The mishanaf lo loy tzores elve meochiv harishin v'nitches meimenu. If a tzores elve fell and then she was nitche from him, because the atzel kocha is Nesra olavaylamis mishameishesach. So memele, if the tzora fell, and there was a din lekocha, since I couldn't take the elvis, I couldn't take the tzora. So the eishesach was nesra olavaylamis mishameishesach. So now she became osar al teishesach. That's the kol eishesach sheinakir lo bishas nefila yivomi yovile kishach sheish leibonim. So memele, so the Eishes Ach became also Ukshenishyab to him, to this Yavam. Ukshenishyab Malochi Vashaini. So now when she became Nishyab Malochi Vashaini, Veloy Isha Acheres, and he has another wife or maize, Vachos Roven Nofla Lifnezem, like Karinim Bo Bezush and Esra all over the Kochom. So now, by the second nefila, I also can say ule kocha if you can take any one of them. I can't darshan this drosh if you can take any one of them. Hilkach tavayu asurim b'chein lo'ilom. So memela, so from here we know tzoras elve and tzoras tzore. So that is the drosha of Rebbe. So Rebbe's drosha is ulekocha kolaychadike trei lekuchim. If there's two lekuchim, the boy nosif hai, the boy nosif hai shoyi, the loy tavayu asurim. That means, so ulekocha we learn that if there's two lekuchim, you should be able to take either one. The yibma, now the yibma is coming to tell us, b'mokim yibum hu da'asir etzore, shaloi b'mokim yibum shar yetzore. This is what we heard before, that the yibum is telling us that etzore itself is only also b'mokim yibum. V'rabonon hayu lekoche my avdilei. What do the rabonon do with this lekoche? Miboy leilich drabyeisi b'achaninem. They darshan, what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina darshan, the Omar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who lekocho melamed shemekarsha beget umachziro, beyibmo al kocho. The Rabbi, the Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina meleisha nafke, al kocho meyivome yovi oleo nafke. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Melamed shemegarshe beget umachziro la'acher shenoso nasis ki ishtoi ulekocho loy leisho. He should take her for his wife. So from here we learn out, la'acher shenises, after she's married, nasis ki'ishtoi, so she becomes like his wife. Ve'im rotzo legarsha, and if he wants to give her now a get, megarsha beget, so he can give her a get, ve'eino tzricha chalitza, and she doesn't need chalitza. Now, let us explain a little bit what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying as follows. The Gemara says later The pasuk is very unclear. Lekocha yivom yovi aleh, lekocha loy leisha v'yibma. So the Gemara says, it says v'yibma, I would think adayin yibumim rishonim alecha. I would think after yibum, she's still a yivom. And if she's still a yivom, I would think she needs chalitza. So I would think that what happens if the Yavam wants to give her a get, he'll have to give her chalitza too. And let us be mamtik a little bit more. The pasuk says, Loisiyah eishes hameis achutza leish zor. Now, the Mefarshim explained this pasuk as follows. All the time, when the husband dies, the isha becomes mutter. There's no ishas after misa. Misa's habal is hamater. The pasuk said, if a person died without children, and there's a brother around, so the ishus of the mace is not nifke. Loisiya eishes hamace. She's still married to the mace. Loisiya eishes hamace leisa. So there's ishus. What is menatik, the issues of the Eishas Hameis? Chalitza. Chalitza, she becomes Eishas Hameis. Now, what would be if the Yavome was, the Yavome was Miyavma? So I would think, fine. She's Makaima Mitzvah, the Yavome Yavi Olel. But could be there's still Eishas Hameis also involved. There's an Eishas Hameis and she's his wife also. So I would think, what if he wants to give her a get? So I would think as follows. He'll give her a get on his ishus. But he has to take care of the ishus hameis. Ishus hameis she never became ois ishus hameis. So the pasuk says, kivin shalok chanasas ki ishtoi lechol dovo. She became ois ishus hameis already. She's ishtoi. So if she's ishtoi, she don't need chalitz anymore. So malamit shemigar shebiget. That is the drosh over here. The drosh is la'acha shenoso nasis ki ishtoi. She's no more ishus hameis. She's ishtoi. Bimrotzer legarsha, she wants to give her now again, megarsha beget, ve'eino tzricha chalitza, you don't need chalitza. That's limud number one. Umarzira, imrotzer laharzir, what if he wants to remarry her? So we learn out from this pasuk also that he's permitted to remarry her. What's the chiddush? There was a mitzvah to make yibum, va'ovdo, and mahash to take him alei b'serei shesoch. Loch iksiv lekocha loy leisha. That he says lekocha loy leisha. The kivin shelokcha nasis ki ishtoi lechol davo. That now she became ke'ishtoi l'chodov. So means this, ke'ishtoi. Just like ishtoi, when you give a get, you're allowed to remarry. Just like ishtoi, you don't have to give chalitza. So now says ke'ishtoi l'chodov. And then, why does it say v'yibmo? Bal kocho, shimbo aleho yovom. Afilu bal kolcho kono the yersha umetamelo ulachodove ishtoi bahach biyim. Now it's a little unclear. What did the Gemara say further? The Gemara says further, and how does Rebbe know this? Rebbe knows this from Leisha Navke. The Rebbe Yosef Chanan Leisha Navke. You learn it out from Leisha. So lechayre, how and how did the rabbana learn it? They learned it from the lekocha. They also learned it from the isha. And Rashi says in Ksubis Klo they learned it from the leisha.
I mean, the Nasus ki ishta yulachal dova, that's the drosha. But it would seem that since the Pasuk wants to tell us that she becomes the leisha, she becomes his isha, so it seems that it's very proper the lekacha. Lekacha loy leisha. It seems that if we're just saying what he does, it could have said velokach. He makes a maisa kicha. But if it wants to say, it seems what is happening to her, So then, because it says Leisha, it has to say Ulekocha. So Memele, so that's what they do with the Lekocha.